Let's stop the video and start all over again.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
Damn.
Yeah, we
did like the entire podcast and realized we didn't record it.
Well, you didn't do the entire podcast, but you know. Well, I guess we're gonna have to pour another one.
All right, cool. I gotta pretend like I'm opening it again then.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna just pour the hell out of this. Say when.
Just make sure it's half and half there.
You haven't said when. I'm gonna keep going.
We're gonna split it anyway.
Say when.
When.
There you go.
You got scared.
I was like, oh my god, it's gonna spill all over the freaking.
Now we have to split it anyway.
Well, you didn't say when. Oh, dude, now we're super ready for this episode.
Uh-huh. Sponsorships are always great. You know, we're always grateful for that. But
welcome to another episode of
Twin Appropriate Behavior.
So my name is Mark. If you're new here, I'm the, I guess I'm the sleeveless one today.
And I'm Simon, the other twin. I am the leg sleeveless. Legless? Leg sleeveless?
No, you have pant legs. Sleeves.
Okay.
Pant legless. Pant you have sleeveless. No pant sleeves.
Pant
legs.
Yeah, I like that one. Pant sleeveless.
So I guess we're kind of flipped here.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we are.
That's funny.
That's weird. It's been a good while because so many things happening just internally, I guess you could say.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of personal stuff that's happened, and mm-hmm. we kind of had to take care of a few things, and that kind of explains why I've been like
MIA.
I've been a little radio silent, no pun intended. I've been kind of radio silent on by and by because I wanted to put my energies into something more important.
Sure.
And so, and sometimes we have to step back to take four steps forward. So mm-hmm. it's one of those things where I'm now feeling a little more ready to just jump right back in because. If you don't already know, we will be at FPAC.
Yes.
This year. FPAC.
I know the button now.
Ah.
All right. Ooh, that's loud.
That was a really loud one.
Let's try it again. Okay, that's more subdued.
Yeah, FPAC, the Festival of Filipino Arts and Culture. It's going to be at San Pedro at Point Furman Park, Saturday, September 14th. So it's going to be kind of wild. It's going to be my first time vending at FPAC. It's going to be our birthdays.
Yes. Yes.
And I'll be performing with Kayamanang Lahi at 4 o'clock.
It's going to be huge.
So check us out.
It's going to be huge.
It's going to be so huge. Much. Like, it's going to be huge. I don't know what's his obsession with crowd sizes. So, anyway.
Oh, I thought they meant penis size. Anyway.
Yeah. They're the same.
My crowd is huge. It's
this crowd is.
What next? You're going to ask me for my girth certificate?
Why is this crowd so curved?
Oh. Oh, it's all coming to a head. And this is our final podcast, everyone. Good night.
Good night. We wasted our money going all over Spotify, Apple.
You know. Actually, you know, speaking of Spotify, it's been kind of cool to be on it.
It's very convenient.
Because I think, especially on your end, a lot of your folks were like, yo, do you have this format?
Yeah, I did get a lot of requests. We listen, so you guys kind of at least interact with us, not only to, stimulate the algorithm, but let us know.
Because we make so much money on this place.
I know, that to the point where we're having our own sponsor. We're sponsoring each other.
And our guests are our family, as you saw. Right. But, nice to catch up.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
But one thing that kind of brought us together. We wanted to get together just to, one, so we can get a pod going to get our bearings back.
Yeah.
And we just so happened to find ourselves in the back to school time.
Back to school.
So, for some, that's, oh God, I don't want to talk about it.
Well, to be fair, actually, technically, I'm actually going back to school because my choir rehearsals are technically a college course.
Yeah, well, that's always nice.
So I'm a sexy co-ed still.
Ooh, must be nice.
Sexy co-ed who sings.
But we wanted to talk about kind of what was it like for us back in the day, right? What was it like in the schools then? And taking my kids to school and preparing them for the, their school day.
Yeah.
It's very different, right? Yeah. And one of the first things that kind of came to mind was the fact that there's no physical books nowadays, right?
Yeah.
It's weird.
Everything
and it's like
digital.
Digital, right? It's like, and you use iPad or Chromebook,
Chromebooks, iPad, my God.
So, of course, I got Matthew a really good Chromebook with a touchscreen. It's on,
you know, you're the nerdy dad. Of
yeah, because he's not going to get some loser wiener book, you know?
Yeah, we don't want to, no, we don't raise no wieners here.
No. And Chromebooks are a lot more affordable because, you know, we're not exactly rich anyway. But, you know, it just dawned on me. I'm like, remember how heavy our bags were?
Yeah, they were probably at least half our weight.
Yeah.
Between our history book, math book, science book. What else was there?
Oh, God. English books.
Oh, English books. Then our notebooks, our folders, our trapper keepers.
Trapper keepers. And no computers, none of that.
No,
we didn't. And then our lunch. We weren't even allowed to have water bottles back in the day.
That's right. It's so wild. Yeah. We didn't have anything like technological that would help us besides a calculator, like quite literally.
Yeah, and the most complicated piece of tech, I guess, for lack of a better term, was those TI-81 calculators.
Oh, gosh.
Remember those?
Yeah, yeah.
And then there was a game on it that we would all play. It was like a role-playing game. What was it called?
It was the drugs.
It was a drug dealer game. Well, I forgot what it was called.
Crap, what was it called?
I forgot what it was called.
I'm going to look it up while you chat up a little
bit. Yeah, no, I thought that was a really funny game that we would play, and it's like, how much coke do you want to sell?
And then it's like, oh, we have weed. You want to buy this and sell?
Oh, or no, it's the cops.
Oh, yeah. Shoot, it's a bust.
Yeah. And you lose all your money. But yeah, I mean, those are the things that we were playing. It was
drug wars.
Drug wars.
But I just put drug game CA, and it goes, and it auto completed to drug wars game calculator.
Wow. And this was like, again,
and we were, mind you, we were playing this in a Catholic school.
Yeah, right. This was like fifth. I mean, we're particularly looking through anywhere between fourth through eighth grade. To give you some context here, you know, high school is a little bit different. We'll probably get into that a little bit later.
Yeah, but we'll move on to that.
Yeah, but it was a completely different era, right? Yeah. Because it didn't have the internet.
Yeah.
We were at the mercy of the encyclopedias that we had.
Yeah. What was it called? Childcraft, right?
Childcraft was one, but we also had World Book.
Yeah. The brown and the gold and the
It was the rival to Encyclopedia Britannica.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And this was at a time where not everyone had computers, a lot of things were analog, and if you didn't have your own home access to encyclopedias,
yeah, you were at a big disadvantage, actually, at that
and
point.
And that's why you're at the mercy of the library, which only so many copies are available.
Right. And also only so much, so updated to a certain point.
But that was always part of the consideration, right?
Yeah,
you know, a lot of it would be like historical stuff that we'd go to. Nothing like current. And if it was current, then that's what newspapers, actual physical newspapers, were for.
Yeah, what is it called? Current events.
And we kind of write a report on that. And speaking of writing, we didn't have computers, like I mentioned. We handwrote everything.
Yeah,
it was wild.
I know. I didn't really have a proper laptop probably until college.
Yeah. For our sake, and the way things were timed, and the way things cost back then, right? So books, a lot of it was, we didn't pay for the books, right?
No.
Until college, that's different, but you know, in elementary and even in high school, you know, we got to see both sides. We went to a private school up through eighth, junior high, and then, you know, high school in Eagle Rock, you know, public school. So, but either way, we didn't pay for our books.
No, but let's start with first grade. We're not going to go through every grade.
No.
Let's go through a few eras here, you know.
Well, like first through third,
First through third, to be fair, let's start at kindergarten, and I remember, I didn't know this, but remember mom told us that the teachers could not tell us apart.
No, and it's funny because looking back on our photos, we couldn't tell each other apart.
Oh, I couldn't. Yeah, I couldn't tell you. Like, I'll try to, maybe I'll put some up here and you can tell us which one is which, because most likely we're not going to remember.
Yeah.
Mom and dad will know.
Yeah, for sure.
But I remember they said that they would find a way to put a sticker on one of our shoulders in the back of our shoulder.
They did that?
Yeah, to just to signify who is going to be who.
So clearly I'd never had the sticker then.
No. This was told to me. I honestly don't know which one of us had the sticker,
which
is funny.
It's weird.
Yeah. So that was, I mean, kindergarten was like kindergarten, right? Like,
no, the sticker was for something else. You got the sticker.
Big old rainbow sticker. Look at this flaming hot Cheeto.
Not just a black circle.
it's an S for straight. Not but
that explains the whole sticker thing. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Mom and dad told me about that. I was like, what? Like, yeah, they couldn't tell you apart. So one of them would like pat you, one of you on the back, and they would leave like a little sticker. And it was, I think it was one of those like little circle label stickers.
Yeah.
Stick onto your shirt.
Mm. Already we were conforming to labels.
Quite literally.
Yeah, the late 80s were a wild time.
Right? I mean, the wild west of kindergarten.
All I really remember, and I think this kind of spans throughout time. I don't care what era or generation that you're in. Mm. I was notorious. You know, we were coming out of kindergarten to first grade. One of the things I actually remember, the mom told me, is like, you always fall asleep in class. That shit was boring, okay? God bless you, Sister Deborah. I know you're probably with God now, but you know, rest in peace.
Yeah, she
that was an old lady.
She was an old lady back then.
Yeah, she was old lady.
She's
back
a
there.
Dead old lady now.
Kind lady, but she was mean as hell. She like,
didn't look kind as hell. She looked like she would rip you apart. She's seen some shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's like, man, you want to see my journey with a god? I'm like,
But I remember when first grade. Remember for our birthdays, mom and dad would actually come and
yeah, that was cool.
They brought ice cream and McDonald's cheeseburgers for everyone.
This was before like I'm scared of the food.
Oh, it's funny because
no weak bloodlines were around back then. None.
No allergens weren't real.
No, of course not. They were invented by big farm. No, I'm just kidding. Please don't knock this.
And through. We're canceled. No, yeah. I remember the photos too. Like we wore that ugly little like gold sweater with the acid wash purple jeans.
Uh-huh.
Remember that?
Yes.
And then
those were dope though.
And then I remember I wasn't embarrassed. I don't remember being embarrassed. I remember being shy. And I have like a pic, like there's pictures of us in the classroom as they were distributing like the ice cream and the burgers and stuff. And of course the teachers were super cool about it. They obviously they have had to plan it behind our backs.
Of course.
And then it was like mom and dad would split between classrooms because we were split. There's two classrooms for every uh-huh. grade. And so they split. And so I remember they had like Thrifty's ice cream. They had cheeseburgers. And I remember there's a photo of me. I wasn't embarrassed of mom and dad. I was actually really excited that they were there. I remember it.
Same.
And I was clinging on to like both sides of the desk. And I was like, there's so much attention on me.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. But like, now that I think about it, that's a really fond like moment back in like first grade.
And it's funny because that's a sign of the times then. Because, you know, then, yeah, I'm sure parents would plan things out with their kids and have little birthday parties in class. But they have to be more mindful of what foods there are. And what, you know, and it's like, not to say that, you're weak because you have this. It's like, no, it's just, we didn't know better back then.
God forbid they were like vegan parents.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Because they're going to tell you all about it.
Uh-huh. No, I love that joke. Because how do you know if your friend's vegan?
If they're in CrossFit, because they'll tell you about both of them.
No, yeah. Don't worry about it. I'll tell you all about it. And I have a lot of vegan friends, and I respect it. But I'm just...
At least there are those friends who don't like cram it down our necks.
No, not at all. Not at all. And I have a lot of great friends and families that you know, I'm totally
fine. Yeah, and totally fine.
Anyway, off the vegan train here. But, you know, like those days, you know, communicating with parents was different.
Yeah.
And how things were moving around, like the day to day was very different, right? Mm-hmm. It's just like in those years, very formative years, right? And mom was so mad, like I would always fall asleep in class, and I'll never forget one of the things that Sister Deborah said. It was like, well, Simon's improving in class, he's not sleeping as much,
which is funny because we had a regular bedtime,
we did.
So, I don't know,
I was just bored, I don't know, it's just,
I mean, okay, yeah. I would, to be fair, it's school, not every kid clings on to it like they, you know, like is expected, I suppose.
Sure. You know, and I think one thing, like moving on into kind of the later grades, one thing that I really remember is handwriting class.
Oh my God.
You know, a lot of schools don't even teach that anymore.
Yeah, I'm sure there's an entire era of people who don't even know what cursive is or let alone how to write in cursive.
Mm-hmm.
Or and, even read it.
Yeah. And so, you know, if those last few people who write in cursive, we can write secret messages to each other now.
Talk shit about all the...
Because all the typey people don't know how to read cursive.
Right?
They're like, what's the scribble scrap? Like,
but... Yeah, I know,
this,
right?
What the skibbity is this?
What's... Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. This is not Demure or Mindful.
This is not Sigma.
Ooh, man, look at us being all current.
God. I mean, we shouldn't be talking shit because, like, we know we had our own
quote-unquote
language when we were young, too.
So like,
it's just the sign of the times. It's the same
rad
shit, different words.
Rad, you know. Gnarly, tubular. and
copacetic.
And there were still always that outside influence, and it kind of goes back to the whole pre-internet life, is that it was TV.
Mm.
TV was our internet. TV was our thing, and that was kind of the universal media at that time, right?
Yeah.
Like, coming from a Catholic school, right? And those who aren't in the know, some of the stereotypes is, they have money and this and that, right? And so, yeah, this school's like that, but there's always those that you get made fun of because you didn't have as much money. If you didn't have cable, right? If you didn't have cable, all the cool kids, they would be talking about what they saw on Nickelodeon and this and that. And then we're like, we didn't have that. And
Well, we did have cable for a hot stint.
Yeah, we did. We did.
But it was one of those like, hey, I could hook you up with some cable. And,
And things were just so analog then.
Yeah.
And, penmanship, going back to the whole writing thing, penmanship was graded.
Yeah, it was definitely like, graded. Especially because the teachers couldn't read your paper, they'd fail it.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
And like that leads into the junior high stage, right? Yeah. When computers started coming about in homes on a regular basis, right? I'm talking about like IBM PS1s, those kind of things. And there was no printers. The printers were dot matrix printers. So, you know, the loud.
Went creak, creak, creak. Remember Print Shop? And it was that continuous paper with the holes in the side.
Uh-huh.
And so there was this, remember the banner maker?
Yep, you could totally make banners, happy birthday, and freaking ASCII letters.
Yeah, it had like the old like stereotypical Mexican restaurant letters.
Yes.
The little like curves and the thing. And it would go creak, 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 creak forever. And then you would have this beautiful gray and white banner that you would rip all the little ribbon with the holes on the side off and then proudly display it, and you knew somebody at home made it.
And you could tell that the ribbon was starting to go away.
Oh, yeah, it gets all streaky or that it just dies. Yeah,
a ribbon is the ink that was provided for the paper. But, we're kind of digressing. But point is that things were very different then, right? Things were communicated differently. But a lot of teachers then were kind of ahead of the game, I think, in terms of, typing papers is going to be the future.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
And so, the absolute moment teachers would say that we get extra credit
for typing papers,
that's all we would do.
Yeah. It's and we did have we it. Do. I remember actually one time in eighth grade, one of the girls she brought up, I thought it was a typewriter.
Mm-hmm.
She put it on her desk and it turns out it was a old school word processor.
No,
it was like literally like a small little screen, and you can type on the keyboard, and then it would be like a dot matrix thing. What click, 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 like it would come up, and I was like, "Oh my god, this big old thing!" And it was just basically a digital typewriter, and she wrote her report in class doing that, and she was the only one doing that.
Yeah, now you think about it, right? Back then, that was our privilege, right?
That's
privilege because we were getting extra credit because we had instrumentation that other kids may not have had.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
And printers weren't cheap back then either.
And then
you still had to buy all the ink, the paper, the reams of paper. Mm-hmm. Oh.
And looking back, I'm like, oh my God, I'm elitist.
Yeah. But remember though, at some point though, we would write our papers, submit them to mom, and she would type them at work.
Yes.
We didn't have that yet. No. And I remember
because of the extra credit.
Yeah, I remember she did all that for our vocabulary homework, our essays, everything, and then even our reports. It was all handwritten, and then she would get
even presented.
And bind them. Remember, yeah, she bound them.
I'll never forget my Japan report. That thing was clean as hell.
Oh, mine was Denmark.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Ours is so clean, and it. First of all, mom, that's gangster as hell, because you were doing that at work. So Loki, she was getting paid to do it.
Right?
Big brain moves.
Right?
Big brain moves. Using top of the line type of technologies.
But also, it was her way of contributing for us to get ahead in the best way they can provide.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But I remember that. I was like, man, that report looked really nice. It had the spiral bounding and the
color printing.
Yeah, it was a color print. And that was
unheard of.
Unheard of. Because everyone was like, how did you get this printed? It was like, listen, either you go to a professional printer or you have a parent who works in an office with the high tech at the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, it looked really good, though. But
But mom was so dedicated, not just in terms of academics,
yeah.
Kind of taking it back to a really weird rabbit hole, but you remember those FAQs?
Oh my
god. Every combo in Killer Instinct, every combo.
Every move,
in
every
Street Fighter.
Character, everything. Everything.
Mom would,
that.
She bound it for not just us, for our friends, because again, the internet wasn't a thing. And I don't even know how we got that information.
I don't remember either. I remember we got our hands on a copy and it was only stapled. And then we asked, I remember we asked mom to make copies and she was like, whatever.
She went hammer on it.
Yeah. And then she bound it also with a spiral bound.
It was legit.
Yeah. And we'd hand it out.
Yeah.
We should have sold that.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing, right? And that kind of reminds me now, like, we had a lot less tech. We didn't have the internet. So kind of brings me to the concept, like, let's talk about cheating. I didn't do much cheating in school. But, you know, you knew you had classmates that did. And looking back, you have to be pretty clever to do it.
Yeah. Yes and no. I guess depending on your situation.
No, or even
or the teacher.
Homework, especially homework.
Oh, homework? Oh, yeah.
You know?
It was, I remember it started getting difficult for our parents because at some point they're like, this is beyond my pay grade, because I was like, you want to help me with my algebra homework? Crickets. Yeah. I mean, they knew basic stuff, but when it got too elaborate, they're like, oh, you're on your own, dude.
Yeah, well, I mean, Matthew in high school now, I mean, I'm having a hard time with that.
Yeah. But at least you have the interwebs to like...
Exactly. And but like, there were some things that I'll remember, you know, geometry. Shout out to Mr. Ball.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? He was...
World-class xylophonist also.
Yeah, yeah, no? And I learned a handful of things that they don't teach in modern classes, right?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, which is kind of telling how teachers were very much kind of free to do their own means of teaching. It wasn't so standardized.
Yeah, they didn't teach to a standardized test. They taught to their experience and knowledge.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Mr. Yan, my math analysis teacher, he taught us stuff that was never in the book, and he's like, this method in the book is dumb, let me show you a better way.
Yeah. I didn't have Mr. Yan.
Oh dude, he was a genius, and he would always say, you better know your math, because there's never going to be a time where you're gonna have a calculator in your pocket all the time. Well, I hate to say it, Mr. Yan,
brought to you by, in our case, Samsung.
So this is a calculator, camera, scheduler,
cheating
device, recording device, to some people a professional camera,
encyclopedia,
all in your pocket.
You know, this is a snitch machine,
right? But also, he has a point though, like, you better know your stuff.
It's true,
you know,
it's true, because you know what, at the end of the day, this can only help you so much, and when the chips are down, you have to do it yourself,
right?
That's so crazy how like we had to be elaborate and cheat. Now it's like, you can just go look anything up.
Yeah, like literally. And then if you don't know it, you can make it up with AI now.
Yeah.
Hey, ChatGPT, can you do my homework? Certainly.
And that's it.
Change a few things. And
yeah.
That's what's kind of weird and scary about it.
You know, I remember I tried to kind of semi-cheat through a book report. And I didn't read the book. And so, you know, it has a synopsis in the back. I would rewrite some of it, and then I realized, like, I did it once and it failed horrifically bad. All right, and it was just, well, it's not gonna work.
No, I remember the only time I really remember ever cheating was in U.S. history, and our teacher was in a wheelchair, never really checked.
Uh-huh.
He never really kind of went, like, he would rarely roll around the classroom to check, right?
Yeah, because he was so busy. I remember him. Yeah,
and I remember me and one other friend, and we were in the back corner, and we were just like comparing notes. We had our notes like right underneath, because it was this hollow opening on the desk, and we had this small thing, and then it was all Scantron, so we just told each other the letters, and
and just went for it. And God bless his soul.
Yeah.
He was a great, kind man, great teacher too. Lover of baseball, Mr. Slater. Yeah.
He was a big president nerd and a big
that's what was
nerd.
Really cool. Yeah. And you know, we're not saying we cheated in this class because we thought he was, you know.
No, we weren't trying to take advantage of him, but also, you know, it's peer pressure. You're like, I'm just trying to be cool.
Yeah.
But if you're seeing this, sorry, mom, I cheated once in eighth grade. So
we turned out fine.
We're fine.
What else? What else? I had other topics. I mean, other kind of subtopics on this, and like
you want to stick to just junior high for now. While
yeah, yeah. I mean, because a lot of it, you know, a lot of it has to do with that, because it kind of transitions to high school.
Yeah.
You know, and then kind of like, again, the internet wasn't a thing, so libraries were a big deal.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. It's always that one kid who were like, he was gonna get in trouble, right? And when they get in trouble, what happens? It's not an email.
Oh yeah. Because
we didn't have emails then.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a text. We all had the same house phone in the house.
Mm-hmm.
That's on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of those households had answering machines.
Yeah.
So some of these kids, they weren't picked up from school. They would ride their bike home or walk home.
Yeah, walk home. Yeah. Before then, they would get home before their parents.
Exactly. You know who the ones are getting in trouble because they fucking run home.
Yeah, and they would never hang out after school.
No, they would never hang out after school, or they would just bolt and be like, okay, I gotta go. Boom, get on their bike, and boom, they peel out. They're gone.
Yeah.
Because they're gonna try to remove that message.
Message. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, you know. The Simpsons made fun of that, where it was the Bart put in the tape.
Oh, yeah, and he put it in that old school tape.
Yeah, he goes,
hello, mother. Hello, father. Having fun in Camp Granada.
Marge. Are the kids at camp?
Are they still at Camp Granada?
No, Homer. and that was such a real thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
That was such a struggle for a few of our friends.
Yeah, and kind of to that kind of idea, it would have been virtually impossible to forge a sick note because you would have to handwrite it.
Right.
You couldn't just type it and put a signature and hope that it works. I mean, I remember there were some slips that you would get. You get like detention slips.
Oh,
or
they have to sign your test or whatever.
Yeah. So I may or may not have done that once. Sorry, Mom. No, she does know because I got caught in sixth grade. And I'll never forget. It was like, Simon, did your parents sign this? And I didn't know what to do. You know, I was never that kid, right? And I don't know, maybe I was just desperate. And then you know that meme where like the guy, he just kind of sits there, pauses, just goes, eh. That's what happened. It was during lunch. All the kids were gone. It was just me and the teacher.
Well, at least they gave you the courtesy of doing that alone.
That's cool. And you know, Mrs. Donahoe, shout out to you. You're awesome.
Oh yeah, she was cool.
She was cool.
And chance tickets.
Oh my god, chance tickets. I didn't win shit. No, I did. I take that back. We got like Twizzlers and shit.
Yeah, we got candy all the time. Yeah. So it was cool. Anyway.
But ahead. Yeah, I mean, you know, that was probably as bad as I would be. You know?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I never did anything that off. Because we were kind of model students.
Yeah.
We weren't like the quintessential, you know, straight A class prez. Like, no, we had good grades because that's all we could do. That's what we were allowed to do.
Yeah, well, that's fair, yeah. Because like, if this is all we can do, we might as well excel at it.
Yeah, and so that's... that. But in the summers, we play baseball.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So, you know, believe it or not, kids, we didn't have the internet. We didn't have no friggin' tablets. Yeah, we had Nintendo.
Yeah.
You know, we had video games that weren't online.
Yeah.
Like, but you would play against your friends. You'd be best in the neighborhood, best in the house, best in the class, best off the street.
Best by yourself.
Best in Super A Foods in the Street Fighter 2 arcade. But that's as far as it got. But, you know, you never played anyone else better than, you know, your own surroundings.
Right.
But, you know, the fact was that we went outside.
Yeah. We played outside.
We spent countless hours outside throwing a baseball around. Well, in our case, tennis ball, because, you know, we don't want to break any windows. We did anyway.
And also, we had a large inventory of
thanks, Dad. Balls, shout out to you, Dad.
Played tennis every weekend with his friends.
It's sponsored by freaking Wilson and Penn. That's for sure.
Exactly.
We had a lot, and like he'd literally leave us an old bag of tennis balls he wouldn't use.
Yeah,
and we play outside for hours. Like myself, Mark, Joel, you know, our cousin.
Yeah, but speaking of playing outside and sports, we didn't really start any sports until what, seventh, eighth grade? Because I know,
I mean, school sports, yes, because we were the kind of typical Asian household. It's like no sports, no arts, just finish your studies. That's all you had to do.
Right.
That's all we were allowed to do.
Yeah,
and you know, but ironically, in the summer when there's nothing, you know, there's baseball because to practice, and it was fine, you know.
Yeah.
But again, I think it's to get us off the Nintendo,
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
the Nintendo could be taken anywhere like these things today,
right?
You know, and Yeah, in eighth grade, seventh and eighth grade, or maybe just eighth grade. I don't remember. Mm. We started playing volleyball then, though.
Yeah. I was like, I don't remember. I want to say seventh grade.
Yeah, because the summers were baseball. Which
school year was? Yeah. We did track too. Yeah, we did track. We tried academic decathlon.
We realized we're much better athletes than we are.
Yeah, I hated it.
I hated it.
Fucking hated
it. I hated it.
You know, I was like, I can't. I could not keep up.
No.
I could not keep up. Mm-mm. Like, this is to this. I was like, let's go play baseball. I'm out.
Yeah. I'm a much better catcher, hitter. You know, Mark was a much better pitcher. And infielder. Yeah. And we were much better at that.
Right.
And so thank God we stuck. We played tennis with Dad here and there, but that was more recreational.
Yeah, we had our teacher and stuff.
But you best believe, coming from a very strict Filipino family, you know, being able to play volleyball was a big deal.
Yeah, it was. Especially during the school year.
Yeah, big deal. Because we got to hang out with the friends after school. We learned a lot about volleyball. We ended up loving volleyball so much so that we played that in high school.
Yeah.
You know, like my kids, the same thing. Like Matthew, he's played baseball up until his high school years. Like, no, we'll play volleyball. I'm like, all right.
All right. So between first, let's do grade school first. So from first to fifth, who was your favorite teacher?
First through fifth.
It could be more than one, but
Mrs. Ruck, third grade, she was the sweetest woman in the world.
Mm.
I'll never forget, I got her mad by accident because that was the time of the OJ trial.
Mm-hmm. Oh no.
And he got not guilty, and I didn't know any better. I'm third grade. Uh-huh. I go, oh my God, Mrs. Ruck, OJ was not guilty. She's like, I don't want to talk about it. And she was so mad. And like looking back, she wasn't mad at me, and I knew that.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh, why is she upset? I'm in third grade. What do you know at that age?
Yeah, you know? You don't know nothing.
I'll never forget that, though. She got really upset. I'm like, oh, now I'm an adult. Like, yeah, I'd be upset too. Goddamn. But OJ did it. he's looking at us from below as we speak.
He's looking up at us right now.
Yeah, he's looking up at us right now.
Well, for me, it wasn't even any of our immediate teachers. It was, do you remember our computer teacher, Miss Coleman?
Miss Coleman, yes.
She was so cool, and she had nails like this long.
She would type
like 5 inches above the keyboard. It's like,
we would do the typing tutor.
Yeah, and it was a little, it was on those old Apples.
Apple
turtle. Remember the turtles?
Turtles.
And then they went from little triangles to actual little turtle icons.
Yes.
And I remember being so enamored by that. And she was the coolest, the most fun teacher ever.
Because she loved what she was doing. Because like at the time, what she did was cutting edge.
Yeah, she was teaching us how to type. She was teaching us literally everything. I remember she taught us everything about the hardware, the difference between what hardware is, what software is.
She made it so simple.
Yeah, and then I remember her. She cut open a floppy disk and the hard disks, right? She's like, I'm doing this now so you don't do this at home. So you guys can see what it looks like here so you don't ruin anything at home. And I remember how like excited we were to see the inside of that little film. And we're like, we can actually touch it. Yeah. No one's going to get mad.
Yeah.
And I remember there was two things that we did. It was learning commands. Remember?
Yes. That was through the turtle program.
The turtle program. Mm-hmm. And so you can create shapes through. It was like basic coding.
RT90.
RT90, what that means is, so let's say your turtle is up like this. So RT90, so to my right, it would rotate
90 degrees
to your right. Mm-hmm. And what was it? Was it forward or something? When you make a line?
Yeah, it's like, or draw or something.
Yeah, like that. And then it would make a line, like you said, like forward 60, it would be like certain amount, right? And then you can go like left 90, back up. So it was just one of those things where you can literally command the turtle. Mm-hmm. And then I remember another one that we did was the typing game.
Yeah, typing tutor.
Yeah. And so what was the game? Like, I know there was one of them that was like a little...
It was like asteroids.
Yeah. There was one that was like asteroids, and then one that was like a race car.
Yes.
And then it would shoot. You would type the word so it wouldn't crash into the word.
Yeah, because the word was like a wall.
Yeah.
And it would shoot a bullet.
Little bullet. And the car would keep going around. And then when it was test time, do you remember those little cardboard covers?
Yes.
We had to cover our hands.
Yeah.
And so it would test us. We had warm-ups. I remember those big, fat, like, mitts of hands that would, like, this is how you type in Q.
Yeah.
This is how. And then so I remember it would test your speed and accuracy.
Yeah.
And we were always shooting for 60 or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, 40.
Yeah, it was wild.
At the time, it was 40 because no one knew how to type. And then when Miss Coleman would type, we're like, woo.
Yeah, and she had, like I said, she had nails that were like super long and she would hover her hands like.
I mean, that's basic now.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, if you don't know how to type, who are you?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we were able, like, people would, on average, the typing speed on how people are using these devices now.
Oh, yeah.
It was actually faster than the average, like, back in the 90s.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah,
it was
yeah.
so wild. But you know what it taught us how to type fast in the 90s?
AIM.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Bleak.
AOL Instant Messenger for those young mm-hmm. ones who don't know what the hell we're talking
about. So that was our social time towards eighth grade. So let's kind of move there. So, you know, move into that spot, right, where, you know, technology was starting becoming a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Internet yeah, was becoming a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And everyone started having second phone lines and, you know, mm-hmm. The ones that had it would talk to each other after school through that. Mm-hmm. I mean, very much how people are texting each other today, all my gamers dealing with Discord, things like that.
Yeah, but even before, like, even right before then we got the internet, remember we would talk to our friends on the phone, like literally on
yeah,
the
literally
phone.
On the phone.
And we'd be attached to the wall and chit-chat for hours mm-hmm. with our friends. Sometimes we kind of pranked other people. And
uh-huh. There was no caller ID, like yeah.
There was no caller ID. You didn't know who was calling, whatever.
Well, when we had, later, just on the topic of phones really quick, it's just, remember long-distance calling where, you know, I lived in Eagle Rock. I, you know, my girlfriend lives somewhere else. And
oh, yeah. From 323, like not 213 at the time, 213. To 818. So basically, Eagle Rock to Glendale was considered
a long distance
call because it was a different area code. Yeah. Oh my God.
Mom would be pissed.
Yeah. Ooh,
I was bad. I was bad about that.
Oh, yeah, we know.
I was bad about that. But thank God for the internet. But, you know, other things that kind of like in junior high, who was your favorite teacher?
Junior high. You know, that's a tough one. I really enjoyed a lot of our teachers then.
A lot, yeah. Like, the whole circuit of teachers were great.
Honestly, I think one of my favorites was Mr. Landigan.
Same. I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, because Mr. Landigan, he made science so fun.
Yeah.
And he made art class really fun.
Yes.
And I love that to see that he's still drawing and stuff too.
Yes.
Just for fun.
And cool. he was a low-key musician.
Yeah. Know? Oh, yeah. That's yeah. right. That's right.
Super cool. He made school fun.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Where, you know, a lot of times, especially, you know, with the media then, the TV, mm-hmm. the cartoon, school is boring, damn it, school, you know, yeah. stuff like that. And
but he was so engaging. And then it wasn't just he was talking at us. He actually applied those things so we would, you know, do experiments together mm-hmm. or, you know, have an open discussion and stuff like that. But he was so cool. I remember he was the reason why I really enjoyed science.
Same. Same. And like he related to us in the best ways that he could.
Yeah,
that absolutely. Was the thing, right? And everything from, you know, the chemistry side, the bug project. Oh, my
oh
God,
the bug project. Oh,
like, you know, that was a wild time. It was. I wish. I mean, I can't really speak for today's teachers. I don't know how they roll because you know, we've been out of that environment for a long time. I would just hope that my kids would have teachers like that, and I'm sure there are. I'm sure. I mean, I can tell you already.
They have favorite teachers.
I can tell you. No, I know they do. Yeah. I can tell you that they do. Right? And it's just, we need more of that. And, you know, shout out to teachers, man.
Tell me about it. To my friends who are teachers.
Overworked, underpaid.
Principals. 100%. You guys are the shit.
Yeah.
Seriously, wow. For you guys to have the patience to not only deal with your own kids, but other people's kids.
Yeah.
Holy
crap.
Oh,
no, and the parents.
Oh my God. Especially the parents.
Oh Lord, I'm pretty sure that I can feel the eye rolls.
Yeah.
from where
or the hell yeah from behind the
there's a high five for y'all, trust me. it's noble work. I actually wanted to be a teacher at one time.
Oh, same. I mean, to be fair, for some like stint of our young adult teenage mm-hmm. lives, we were.
I think it's because teachers like, you know, Mr. Landigan.
Yeah, yeah.
And Mrs. Rook and you know all that stuff. And you know, kind of I was remembering eighth grade. I remember one of the things that I don't think kids will ever understand, you know, because they have projectors now. You know,
I know where you're going with
this. Yeah, overhead projectors.
Oh man, and then the water-based markers.
Yep.
If they made a mistake,
wet erase markers. Yeah.
They would lick their thumb and rub the mistake out. That's funny.
Yeah, and that was such a big deal. I mean, the biggest piece of light and magnifying glass. Don't ever look directly into the glass plate. And on the projection side, the little mirror, the little magnifying
glass. Oh, yeah, and it just blinds the hell out of you.
Yeah.
I remember that I thought it was so innovative that they were able to Xerox copy onto a transparency.
Yes.
A transparency sheet. By transparency, I mean it was an 8.5 by 11 sheet.
Of just like
just
plastic.
Clear plastic. Yeah. And you had the choice to either write on it with a wet erase or Xerox it.
Yeah.
And it'll print it right on there. And they put the notes in there and you just sat there and you wrote all the notes.
Yes.
And it was like, whoa, this is a lot. And I remember some teachers pre-writing all of the notes.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, like, that's a lot of prep.
Yeah. And then now if they did that, it's a click.
Yeah.
You know?
Excel, PowerPoints.
Yeah.
You do PowerPoints, slides, you know, stuff like that. It was just, there's so much technology now that can help these students. And but at the same time, that same technology can make it easy for students to cheat.
Right.
Which is wild to me. High school. Let's talk about high school.
All right. So now moving on to high school. So we went from grade school to eighth, like junior high. Now we're in high school. All right. So we technically started high school like beginning. We were 12.
Yeah, we were a little bit earlier.
Yeah, we were a little young
because our birthdays were on the later side.
Yeah,
so we were always like one of the last. You know, it was us and my buddy Alan. Right?
Oh yeah,
we were always the last.
Like 13 yeah. with everyone else until like maybe the first month or two of school.
Yeah, so we came into it, you know, really like coming out of a private Catholic school
to a public like, high school. Yeah,
that was rough. That was a rough transition.
It was a culture shock for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, to be expected, right?
Because
we're coming from one environment. Even if we were in a public school in grade school, junior high, it still would have been
just the scale of it was completely different.
Totally different.
But, you know, like we made it through and we didn't have emails. We had to rely on the mail to get our schedules.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We didn't have, you know, websites to refer to download maps or anything.
Yeah, and they didn't have the good technology to make good ID cards either.
No.
There was like paper, a literal printed photo on top of it.
And they would hand laminate it.
They would laminate it, yeah.
And it was very different. And I think that was at a point, too, where computers were becoming more prominent. And we did have some teachers that would give us extra credit for typing work.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, you know. And so, you know, it was such a weird time because right when we graduated, like that's when the internet became a real thing. Where you know, after my college years, I had laptops. I'm like, shit, you know, now we have all this and stuff, and you know, we can type our papers and essays and stuff through it, no problem. But it's like we wish we had that when we were, you know, much younger.
We had to do all the manual work all the time.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, absolutely. And you know, kind of speaking of the devices, again, we didn't have camera phones then, so a lot of the dumb shit we did in high school. Is all alleged.
That's the thing. It's all just, it's urban legend at this point.
It's all alleged.
It's all just speculation.
There's no receipts.
You have no idea the shit we were doing.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like we were bad kids, but
no.
Like, to your point, it's kind of nice to keep that where it belongs in the past, right?
It stays there, right? Yeah. It's like whether we want to regale it or not, it stays there. There's no proof where, you know, like in today's society, it's like, oh, this guy said something 23 years ago and, you know, there shouldn't be a governor anymore. I'm like, well, it's 23 years ago, bro.
Side note, give people space and grace to grow and change because we're going to, you know, like, we will change our minds at some point. We will grow into something. So don't, just because they're dumb now doesn't mean they're going to be dumb later.
Let's put it this way. Every single person that's seen this, will watch this, already watched this, heard this, or will hear it, whatever, you've done some stupid shit.
Yeah, you know you did,
and you're not going to tell nobody,
right?
If you have the opportunity, there's no way, right? You could keep that shit buried inside. That's fine, but it was very easy for us.
Oh yeah,
very easy for us, right? Where we can go off and sneak away and do some shit and come back,
right?
And there's no proof of it,
right?
You know, things that we said, there's no proof of it.
Yeah,
right? And
any shit talking that we did,
no proof of it. But, you know, there one thing that leaves hard evidence is, you know, I kind of said all that to say this, is that, you know, how did you communicate with your boyfriend or girlfriend at the time?
Oh, even not just your significant other, but even your best friends. Like, I remember you would write literal notes to them.
Yeah.
I remember me and my best friend in high school, she and I would write in a specialized notebook so you can disguise it as to one of your regular notebooks. So if you were like, I'm already, or if you're ahead in class, which usually heard I were, we would like just write notes and catch up. And
well, yeah, no, I mean,
pass that notebook back and forth.
I was that guy who had girlfriends outside of the high school.
What a slut.
No, I mean,
slut.
Like, but like, I would still write those letters and stuff, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, those that know, I've been with Eileen since high school. So,
yeah.
You know, funny thing, she still has those letters.
Really?
She still has a letter.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's so sweet. Yeah.
And
I love that.
She still has the photos with the little writings that I have.
Oh my God.
They're still folded into hearts. I still remember how to make them.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. So we fold them into hearts, ninja stars, or just little shapes.
Yep. And that's how we communicated. We didn't text each other. We didn't send email. Yeah, we were on AIM and stuff. We would get on the phone.
But that had to be live and in person.
Correct. Right. But instead, it was to have something tangible. You know, it's like real love letters at the time.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I remember
that's kept
how
them all.
That's
I can't believe she.
I love that.
Yeah.
That makes me so happy to hear.
I think because I think I have the ones that she wrote for me and I wrote for her that she kept them all.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, because like low-key, I don't know where all of them went. I know it sounds like something. Well, I sound like such an asshole for it, but no, I mean, but reality is like that's how we were, and passing notes in class, like you said, like it was kind of the riskiest thing, right?
Yeah.
Where you'd write a note, maybe it was a girl or boy that you liked.
Yeah.
He said, hey, do you like me? Yes or no?
Yeah. That actually happened. That shit wasn't on TV. That shit was
that
real.
That shit was real.
Yeah.
That shit was real. And then, you know, or one thing that I don't know. I don't think kids use as much as they do now, at least for the books or lockers, right? Now it's like, especially athletes, you know, school athletes, they'll use the lockers. No problem.
Yeah, because they have all their equipment.
Yeah, normal folks, what are they going to put in there, you know?
Right.
You know, and I remember I shared a locker with Joe Sarsoza.
Oh,
because we didn't use lockers very much, and we kept the sandwich in there throughout the whole year instead of a plastic bag, just to see what happens.
Ew, serious?
Yeah, we named it Barfo.
But I didn't know this.
Yeah, we had it Barfo.
You guys had a pet sandwich.
We had a pet sandwich. Yeah.
Barfo.
Yeah, me and Joseph sort of had a pet sandwich.
Oh my God!
Yeah, it was on the top shelf of the locker, and we just left it there. This is like, and I think it stayed there until like, you know, the end of the year with clean out lockers. That's when we got rid of it. Well, we kept it sealed. It was sealed.
Oh, yeah,
sealed.
Sure it didn't smell, but it must have looked horrible.
It did. I was surprised it was still like in its original form. It should have just been dust.
It should have just been like a pile of shit.
And how do you forget? His name was Barfo, you know?
Barfo. Oh, man. That sounds like a really bad robot.
Yeah. It kind of, that reminds me, you know, one of the things that we did. And I'll admit, I kind of regret to this day that we took Filipino class.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean,
see, we were trying to get the easy way out because we were already kind of weren't native speakers, but we were fluent because we understood the language.
Yeah, but we wanted. But it was kind of cool to be part of the pilot class for Tagalog in high school. But our real reason why is because we wanted the easy A.
Yeah.
Yeah, but mom didn't care. Like, oh, Tagalog, you can learn. Like, yeah, that's cool.
Well, to be fair, I did learn quite a bit.
Same,
but I was like, it would have benefited us more to learn Spanish.
Yeah. Especially here in LA, 100%.
Yeah, you know, that would have been good business-wise. It would have been good.
Just like, life-wise, you know.
Absolutely.
It's just, it would be, I think our lives would be completely different because of it.
Imagine being trilingual.
Yeah.
We fucked up.
Yeah, we did.
So I was like, yeah, I shared a locker too with Sai, and that was one of those bigger lockers, so it was really easy. Mm. So we never really had to like fight for space or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But it was next to the elevator that only like the handicap elevator, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I remember, was it junior year? Was it my sophomore year that I busted my knee? Or was it my shoulder first? It was my shoulder first.
It was your shoulder first.
So junior year, I remember fucking up my knee in volleyball. And so I remember I was like, oh my God, I can finally ride the elevator. Because I had the leg immobilizer and the crutches.
Yeah.
And it was awful to try to go up those stairs.
There's a lot of stairs that you go up, dude. A lot of them.
And I remember, like, you could take a friend or two with you. So I was like, if you're with me, then just come to the elevator with me. Because I was like, yeah, this school is... It was almost very VIP.
Yes.
Like a delusional VIP. Yeah. I was like, yo, I can't even move my knees, so I'm gonna...
Yeah. So I never got the... experience joy.
Yeah, you didn't really miss anything, but it was cool because at least it was close to my locker every time I had to go up and down the elevator.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh man, high school, honestly, I think for us high school was like the golden age because of what was going on, because we were right between analog and digital.
Yes.
And so we were able to kind of learn everything. I remember like when we were upperclassmen, we would get the IMAX. Remember those ugly candy colored
yeah.
Macintosh computers?
Yeah.
And then we had you know, what else did we have over there? We had pagers that we couldn't use.
Yeah, because it's equivalent to not being able to use your phones in class, right? Same thing. Like, but we still had our pagers on us and whatever, and we kept it on off because even the vibrator was like oh
right, mm. And so like oh shit, you know.
So we were talking about, you know, how we were kind of in that in between, right, of analog and digital, where we appreciate being outside. And an example of that would be we went to the mall.
Yeah.
We went to the mall quite a bit and just hang out.
Yeah, we would go to different boba shops with our friends. We would
take pictures.
Yeah, we'd take, pictures. Remember, Photomakers and was it Star Shots and Picture People. Well, Picture People was like, it was a different, a different vibe.
Yeah, totally. Totally. And we wouldn't text each other pictures. There's no nudes, that's for damn sure.
Nope.
But
that wasn't only blanks.
No, I mean, if you had Polaroid camera, but that's different. That's a whole other story for other times for other people. But
you couldn't, because if you had to develop your film, you'd probably give the processor the fucking save on some lollies to look at.
Yeah, and everyone goes to jail. But we digress. But the whole reason why we're taking pictures is that's how we kind of message each other, I guess, in a way.
It was
right?
almost like our version of the selfie.
That was our Instagram. Yeah. It was all selfies. It was our version of selfie.
And then we would trade it with our friends. Mm-hmm. You know, some people did solos. Most people did couples, best friends, groups, guy groups,
crews.
Yeah, crews.
You know,
which really was just
kick it cruise,
yeah. Which really was just more like a click.
Just a click.
Yeah.
And, a lot of couples. And sometimes like family stuff, you know.
Oh, family stuff was always family fun. Thing, yeah, so that was always fun. Like cousins
and stuff. Yeah. That was kind of a thing. And we would always write stuff in the back.
Yeah, a little dedication, right?
Yeah, and say, hey, so, you know. And it was always funny because it was such a typical thing where a girl's like, I look so ugly.
But you bought the photo, girl.
Yeah.
That's what I never understood. Hey, enjoy this remembrance of me, even though I look stupid and ugly. I'm like, man, we were really good at self-deprecating back then.
That's pick me shit.
Yeah.
Right? We didn't know better, though. Yeah, we didn't.
I mean, but also, again, like, just side note, mental health was a completely different issue back
then. It wasn't existing.
Actually.
You know, these photos I'll never forget. Like the bunch of dudes, it's like the joke was the more dudes there were, the higher their head would go up.
Oh my god! Yeah,
all hard.
You would just look at their chins and you
like even back then they would do their little signs in the photo and then
you see right up their nostrils. It was like
it was crazy. It was crazy.
We won't mention names.
No, but another way we communicated. You know, you could do voice messaging. Now we stole voicemails.
Oh, yeah, we would steal voicemail boxes and we'd hack into them, change the password. I was like, instead of pagers, you would call that number and leave a voicemail for someone.
Yep, and then we'd page them and say, yo, I left the voicemail.
Yeah. Oh, I remember that.
And then we'd create our own, thing. You were like, what's up, you know who this is?
This is Angel Baby Pinay, Angel Baby Baby the
X Pinay
349. 349 Baby Angel Pinay. Sicky sicky na late. You remember that shit?
Oh yeah.
It's so cringy.
We make fun of it, but we did that shit.
Oh yeah,
we did that shit.
You'd have some like R&B beat in the back.
Yeah. He's like, yo, you know what's up? You know who this be? You know what to do with the beat. All right, peace.
I will never lie again. Beep.
or people will be like. They sing on it, and not all of us were great singers.
Yeah, that was.
You know what's funny? I don't think I ever sang on any of them.
No, I did. I never. I never had the gall. Never had the nerve. Never had the delulu to do it.
Not to toot our horn. We were good singers.
Yeah, we were. We were.
Like, we went to we took music class. We were in the higher.
We were in choir. Groups,
solos and stuff like that. We were actually pretty good singers.
But imagine being on the fucking family phone singing into it. Mom and dad are like, "What the fuck are you doing?"
Yes.
Like, let's throw it to the water when it's dry.
Wait, do it again.
Let's throw it to the water when it's dry. No. Although we go to the end of the road.
Don't worry, we'll still be monetized because we butchered that song so much they won't even recognize the copyright.
Beyond recognition.
It's awful anyway. That's fine.
But I don't know. Why did we do that?
I think
why did we think that was cool?
Well, it's the same reason why people say Skibidi.
Or Sigma, which is funny because it's below Alpha.
Yeah.
Which I understand.
Which Alpha also has bad reputation, right?
Which is funny to me. Like, I get it. So it's like, all right. But
why not Ultima? Ultima.
Right?
Not like Nissan Ultima. That's Ultima. Ultima.
Right?
Ultima. Ultima. Yeah.
God. Like, I always think about, like, what we did in high school. It was fun, I have to admit. Like, it was a mental and emotional struggle for me.
Oh, yeah. But oh, yeah.
To look back on it, it was really fun. I remember, though, in our senior year, it was kind of unfortunate when Dad lost his job and we had the choice, right? We only had, one thing to choose. Either you get a yearbook or you go to prom. That was a really tough choice.
Yeah.
You know, and I remember Mom and Dad kind of sitting us down and explaining to it. And I'm glad they did. You know, and we understood. We weren't, devastated about it. It sucked. I really did want a yearbook, but I feel like if I knew what the future was for technology, I would have wanted the yearbook so I can kind of refer back to it.
Yeah.
But I think we made the right choice by going to prom because those are things that not everyone can experience.
Yeah.
You know, I went to like 5 proms.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I mean, my prom was the same time as Eagle Rock's prom, but yeah. I decided to go with Aileen. I wanted to go.
As you should.
Yeah.
As you should.
You know, and
it's still a prom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was the thing. It's like, I think we were also at a point, you and I, where we were celebrating our individuality.
Yeah. It was.
It wasn't just Simon and Mark and Simon.
Yeah. It was finally, we were comfortable enough to kind of be ourselves a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it was weird not having you at prom, but also it was like, who fucking cares? Like, if you're having fun, we have friends on both sides. So
yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
And so, I burped. Oof. That sponsorship came back up a little bit.
We can have another bottle for the next round.
Oh, yeah, we should when we have our other session.
And get the one that actually works.
But, okay, so back to the same question. In high school, did you have a favorite teacher?
100%. Anytime anyone ever asked me that question for my life, I will always say my favorite teacher is Terry Kaplaner.
Mr. Terry Kaplaner. Well, the reason why we're saying Terry now, because when we did run into him on Facebook and stuff, and so for him to, it's like, no, call me Terry. Like, oh.
Yeah.
You know, because now he sees us as peers rather than students,
yeah.
No,
but you know, it's funny, you know how I respond to that? Like, okay, Mr. C, just give me some time to get used to it. I'll call you Mr. C for a little bit, but I'll get used to it and call you Terry.
Yeah.
Right? But to be recognized that way really means a lot.
Yeah. And
I think you and I all have the same feeling and reason why we love Mr. C or Terry so much is that he was the guy who, one, let us be ourselves unapologetically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who let us succeed through our own means and go and surpass his parameters.
Yeah, but he made vocabulary in English really fun.
Yes.
Do you remember the were you in his class when we did the script project where we'd write our own script and we would include the vocabulary words for the last few sessions or whatever? Were you there?
No, not in that class. When I had Mr. Kaplaner, I had we had to do
freshman then?
No, I had Mr. C later.
Oh, okay.
I knew of him. I definitely knew of him. I think I had Mr. C twice, actually.
Oh, you're lucky. I feel like I had him
twice. Because, like, I had Mr. Metzger. Yeah, so I think freshman and senior year, I had Mr. C.
Okay.
Because
I had him twice, I feel like, too.
Yeah,
because
I remember I had Mr. Metzger for sophomore year. Mm-hmm. Remember Miss Hagen?
Oh,
Miss Hagen.
Oh, I had Miss Hagen. Yeah, yeah. So I did. Yeah.
Miss Hagen. That was wow. If you wanted to meet someone who probably lived in a time machine like 200 years before,
I got stories. I got stories.
Oh my God.
But she was sweet.
She was sweet.
She was a little ignorant about, you know, how really the world worked.
Uh-huh.
About youth culture.
Super sheltered.
But she was really sweet.
She was really sweet. She was like super crazy kind of lady. Sweet though. There was not a lot of people, just let alone, not just teachers, but just let alone adults that would try to relate to the teenager.
They saw us.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't just, you're some fucking kid, I got a grade.
Yeah.
Like, he saw us for who we were.
Yeah. I felt seen. I felt understood.
Yeah.
And that's why I'll never, ever forget Terry. Yeah. Never.
Like, honestly, hands down, my favorite teacher in life.
In life.
Like,
just in general.
He'll hold that forever he'll hold that title until I die.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Yeah.
You know, I hope you see this, Mr. C, because we really, really mean that.
Yeah.
You know? But also there's some other teachers back then who are now influential. Remember choir?
Mr. Bockelman.
I'm pretty sure to some extent he kind of hated us for being late every day. To be fair, you can't sing choir at 7 a.m. for zero period. Yeah. That's hard. It was really rough.
But you know what his attitude was always? Mm. You guys should be very happy. You get to start your day with a song.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
And I agree with that. Yeah. Not looking back, I agree with that. But we were always late.
Yeah. But I think the magic in his class for me was that feeling of the resonance of music.
Yeah.
When we did these amazing chords and these amazing harmonies, you felt it. You didn't just hear it. You felt the energy in your bones.
Yeah, the energy was very different. And that was a great way to start today because that was at that point where we had zero period and we had volleyball. Our days were long.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
That's probably why we were always late because our days were long.
Yeah, we were so tired. And so it was just like, all right, we got to do what we got to do. Yeah. But I remember that. And to this day, like we did church choir. We did, you know, we did like now I'm in a really high caliber choir that I still sing with. And so it's funny that it just sticks with you.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I've been trying to look for him. Like, I just want to message him like, yo, this is what you did.
Yeah. Like, there's some teachers out there. I just hope, you know, one day that they realize that.
And, yeah.
You know, well, Mr. C, Terry knows. I mean, we had great
conversations. We actually got to reach out to him.
Yeah, and we got great conversations.
I remember I just saw his name on Facebook and I was like, I'm going to message him.
I'm going to click.
Yeah, and right away I messaged him and I'll always remember his response. It was like, he was so surprised by my message. And he's like, Mark, you are literally a shot in the arm and I needed that more than you will ever know. I was like, oh my God. I'm glad I said something. Because,
yeah, I don't know the impact that we had for him. And you know, I mean, to some extent, I know we've had that conversation.
Yeah.
But like, you know, like Mr. Snyder, he reached out and like when he saw, you know, he added me on Facebook and he saw I had a family. He was like, you have a growing family. I'm so happy to see that.
Like, yeah. And then he reached out to me. He says like, I'd love to hear and catch me up on your lives. I'm just really proud of you guys. I'm like, oh my God, that's so sweet.
Yeah. Because like, Not everybody's gonna have teachers like that, and we were really lucky to have that.
Yeah, yeah. Not only just one, but we had a few.
Yeah. I mean, I think on that note, I think it's a good way to end this topic.
Yeah, because spoiler alert, we graduated.
Yeah, we did fine. You know,
post high school life would be a whole other subject.
Yeah, you know, most of my current circles know what happened.
Yeah, but if there's anyone who's in high school listening to this, take advantage of it. Like, really absorb what's there, because in the blink of an eye, you're going to be three times the age you are now. And then you're going to wonder why you didn't do certain things, why you didn't have the balls to do something, or why you didn't have the foresight to see something else.
Yeah.
Enjoy it. Be kind, you know, and
take that risk.
Take it. Right? Take the risk. You know, who cares if the chances of the people who are going to make fun of you are going to be below you later in life.
That holds very true in a lot of cases.
Yeah, because you don't want to peak in high school. You want to start in high school. You want to start building who you are in high school. You don't want to peak in high school,
no.
You know?
No.
Then you have nowhere to go. No. You know?
We know people like that. We've had to deal with people like that.
Well, on that note, we're not going to mention names.
No, but
we have a meal waiting for us, so
per the usual.
Yep.
But again, it's awesome to get back here and talk about Lord knows what. And then we had some technical difficulties today, but you know, we're getting back into the swing of things. But I think
to close, let me just say thanks for listening, and make sure you're listening to us on your favorite platform. Because now that I'm spending money for all y'all asses, because all y'all asking me, hey, can you guys be on Spotify? Can you guys be on? We're on Spotify, iHeart, Apple, Samsung.
I think YouTube Music also.
YouTube Music and YouTube. So when we do have Visual Element, check us out there too.
Yeah, I think even our audio ones we start putting in there anyway.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
as always, thank you guys. It's great to hear from you guys and you know, and text us and say, hey, you know, great show.
And we're slowly growing, and you know, it's kind of cool to see that people actually are responding.
Yeah.
So I hope you work out, or your commute's almost done, or
your dog pooed or peed.
I know, right? And then you actually, you know, get something out of this. So thank you.
All right, guys. Have a good one. Until hanggang next time.
Hanggang next time on the next episode of Twin Appropriate Behavior.
Why is that weird?
Why is nothing working today? All right, whatever. Let's cut this off before something else goes wrong. All right. Thanks, guys. Bye.